What in the name of sweet, gentle, divine and suffering Jesus did I look like? A life-sized Zap doll mixed with a half-melted Dolly Parton waxwork model? Keelan, you said these things were going to boost my confidence, I whimpered, my bottom lip quivering again. So why do I feel like going outside, lying on the road and waiting for an articulated lorry to come and end the misery? Izzy, for God's sake, you're such a drama queen. They're only a pair of spanks, she huffed, as she and Susie continued to hoist the horrific tube of flesh-coloured elastic up my body. But why would you do this to me? I wailed. Have I not suffered enough? I watched my reflection in the full-length mirror as the two traitors on either side of me continued to make me despise myself even more than I already did. Every upwards whoosh lifted my feet a few inches off the floor, and every time I thudded down, my shoulders slumped even further. Izzy, you really aren't making this easy. Do you want us to put you in a back brace as well?
Oh, why not go right ahead, Susie? Then I'll be just about ready for the hair shirt and orthopaedic shoes you've lined up for me.
She looked at the man, face down on the tiles. There was blood under him. It gunged into the grout. It'd need wire wool, bicarbonate of soda, bleach, probably something stronger, as she wasn't an expert. She didn't usually go around on cat feet surprising intruders with blunt force trauma. This was a first for her. She was shit at cleaning too. Homemaking skills were for good girls, and it was years since anyone had told her she was one of them. He was definitely dead, whoever he was. He wore a once black jumper and a pair of shiny tracksuit bottoms. The back of his head was cracked and his hair matted, but had been foxy before that. A tall man, a skinny rake, another string of piss, now departed. She hadn't got a look at his face before she flaked him with the holy stone, and she couldn't bring herself to turn him over. It'd be like turning a chop on the grill, the thought of which turned her stomach. She'd hardly eat now. What if his eyes were still open?